I shall speak of covenant, promises, visions, dreams. You may be seated. I wonder whether lying down asleep at night you ever had a vision, a dream so vivid that upon awaking you were not sure whether it was a dream or really happened after all. Now the Bible is full of these visions. Jacob's dream this morning gives us our old campfire song, "We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, soldiers of the cross. Every rung goes higher, higher. Sinner, do you love your Jesus? If you love him, why not serve him? Soldiers of the cross." Daniel has night visions of the Ancient of Days and the Son of Man. Ezekiel has these astonishing, frightening visions of God, a wheel, gleaming bronze, a throne, and fire. Joseph, that most beloved son of Jacob, has dreams of lording it over his older brothers, and later he's gifted to interpret dreams of the palace baker and Pharaoh's wine steward, and ultimately the prophetic dreams of Pharaoh himself. In his New Testament revelation visions, John of Patmos is lifted up into heaven to hear the seven letters, to behold the seven lampstands. He hears a trumpet blast. There's an open door into the throne room of God, and there he encounters Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, betrothed to Holy Mary, Mother of God. Joseph in Matthew's Gospel has a dream where the angel of God appears to instruct and guide him in his holy calling to be earthly father of the Christ child. My own dreams have to do with loved ones who are gone. And then there are those anxiety dreams. And a principal one is of reporting aboard a Navy warship as a newly arrived officer. And I have confusion about what rank I am. There are uniform pieces missing. I cannot find my hat that's so essential to the military. All as the 1MC, which is the ship's public address system, screams at me to report to the admiral's cabin on the double. And my shirt and my coat have different rank insignia. I don't know what rank I am. I cannot find my hat. And so I put on one of those khaki hats that's all wrong for my dress blues meeting with the admiral, and I dash out my stateroom door only to realize I'm lost. I have no idea in this huge warship which way to turn, how to get to the admiral's cabin. My other principal dream. I'm preaching as a supply priest at some church that I once knew. And I drive up sort of at the last minute and park outside just as the organ and choir start the processional hymn inside. But I cannot find my sermon notes, and I'm lost because they've remodeled the building, and I can't find the front door, and I can't find a stole, and I look down and realize that I'm wearing underwear instead of a vestment. It's a night vision in the worst sense. And it ends with me there in the vesting room, pulling on a robe at the last minute and listening as the congregation sings the sermon hymn. And I still cannot find my sermon notes. And by the time I finally do get vested and into the church, the pews are empty because everybody has given up and gone home. And so I head to the pulpit to preach my sermon to an empty church. My nightmare, a night vision that comes to me several times a year. Have you ever encountered God in a night vision? I've told this to you before. I have an existential crisis when I was unsure of God's call to me and I doubted my ordination as a priest. I've told it at every church that I've served, including from this pulpit right here several times over the years. It came in the midst of stress, anger, hostility, uncertainty, anxiety, came to me in my anguish as the voice. I am speaking to you, Tom Weller, and bringing shalom, the peace of God. It was 33 years ago and more, and only that once in my life, and to this day I struggle with its reality, though when it happened I was fully awake. God calling me back to God's dream for my life. Me, a mortal speck of dust on the face of the earth, and the earth itself but a speck among galaxies and stars and that vast expanse of empty space that's the universe. How can its creator care about me, about you, about us? And can it be a ladder between heaven and earth? Jacob watches the angels move up and down as God himself comes and stands beside the sleeping Jacob to establish covenant. I am Yahweh, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. The call of Jacob. Have you met God in your dreams? Has God come present in your night visions? I've told you my answer is yes. And if my answer is yes, maybe your answer also is yes. I ask you, I invite you this week to examine yourself, look inside you, look at your personal history, deep within your being, where nobody sees but you and God. Stir your memories of love and of dreams and of God. And if you will, privately rehearse your life and refresh your memories, asking whether you are living up to. Are you living up to? Not only to your ambitions, but to God's dream for your life. Jacob has a dream in which God covenants God's vision for Jacob's life and destiny, witnessing that God is real and God is accessible and God is on our side against all the perils of the darkness. Genesis 1, God created us free. God does not have a plan for my life. God does not have a plan for my life, a solid plan for my life or yours, but God does have a dream. God does have a dream for you, a vision that only you can make happen with God's help. And God is at your side. God's dream for you stirs with God's covenant at baptism. Do you believe? And then believing, will you? Will you, will you, will you, will you? These covenant will yous are the way of the cross, the way of Jesus, that we may delight in God's will and walk in God's ways to the glory of God's name. As a disciple, you covenant to becoming Christ, because that's where the covenant leads. God's dream for you to return to the divine image in which God created you, and the divine image is Jesus Christ. A story today. God's covenant with Jacob is not about Jacob's belief about God, but it's about God's dream for Jacob's life, God's covenant with Jacob, and God's covenant with you. And my question for you this morning is, will you buy into God's dream? Will you renew covenant with the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, with the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? If you will, page 292, as we stand.